Hello everyone, this is Naeem, wedding celebrant in Paris, and welcome to the French Wedding Show, where it is my job to introduce to you some of the best wedding vendors in Paris and in France. Today on the show I welcome Lia, a photographer originally from Moscow, a city that I love very much. Lia is based in Paris and we talked among other things about her venture Chouette Love, so let's jump in. Lia, welcome to the show.
Thank you, dear. Happy to be here with you today.
It's getting more regular and more regular with time as we publish more episodes from the Paris Wedding Show. It's a pleasure to have you today. Thanks for answering to the invitation. I usually switch around Instagram and contact many vendors, and I found your beautiful pictures. And I decided to reach out and you answered right away with very smiley reaction. So this is it. Here we are. Thank you so much, Lia.
It's nice to hear. Thank you for compliment. I'm happy to be here with you today.
Very happy too. So let's talk about you first. Where are you from exactly? Tell me a bit more about you and your background. I know you're from Moscow, one of my favorite cities in the world.
I was born in Russia and I moved to Paris 20 years ago. I'm really happy. It was love story that brought me here, to tell you the truth. And I'm still part of my profession, you know, it's to work with the people who are in love. So it's continue. Yes. This journey continue. So I'm owner of Chouette Love Company. I'm driven by passion of photography and art, actually. Of course, I love music. My background, it's architecture.
Architecture.
I'm a designer. I was working as a graphical designer. I was working for a modeling agency. I had my own courses of art and style.
Okay.
Many things. In Paris, I'm working during 20 years. I'm working for the best French houses like Dior, Hermès, Sonia Riquel, Ungaro, Yves Saint Laurent, Balmain, etc. Yeah, so fashion is part of my passion as well. And of course, my goal to provide high quality photo service and complimentary service as well for our vendors, the people who are coming to Paris, who want to be married, who want to elope. And so sometimes it's loving couples who want to see Paris. So sometimes they're coming for the first time to this city of life that I really adore. And I would love to share my deep love to this city with the people who are coming here. I think it's the same from your side, no?
Yeah, very nice introduction, I have to say. You said it all. So I think we can wrap it up for today. Thank you so much. Thank you so much for this introduction. Coming from a Russian background, what would you say it's a different point of view like to be in Paris? There is a big history.
Even, you know, I was thinking about which nation is more romantic, you know? sometimes we're thinking about Parisian or about French people that most romantic. But I should tell you that Russians, it's very romantic.
Of course. Yeah, that's romantic. What I was about to say. For French people, the most romantic city in the world.
That's
Moscow,
why I think, we mixed the two approach, because the Russian women, it's extremely romantic.
Absolutely.
so when the Russian girl coming to Paris, it's double the pleasure. And of course, it gives Paris, it's a pleasure for my ears, for my eyes, for my senses, because I love French food. I love architecture. I love, I told you that this week I was visiting so many French exhibition. It's really endless pleasure. I think the people who are coming to Paris can find so many amazing idea that can gives them inspiration even for the years.
Mm-hmm. there is a big history of friendship between France and Russia throughout the centuries. We're not talking about politics here, obviously, but
No. We're talking about love here, dear.
About love and history.
And romance.
Yeah, like I said, for French and the French mentality, a lot of regards to romanticism comes to Russia. So
it's true. They built the Alexandre III bridge. So yeah. It's one of my photographic spots. You know, I really love this place, not because of relation between Russia and France, because did you see the two queens actually in the beginning and in the end?
Yes.
And part of the bridge talking about the Russian history and part of the bridge talking about French history. It's very, very nice place to visit. So
definitely can't wait to visit Russia very soon. So
And about friendship as well. You know, one of my last amazing photo shoot, it was in a Russian church.
Mm-hmm.
That maybe you know, it's very famous church where Edith Piaf was celebrating her last marriage.
Mm-hmm.
This Greek guy. It's Rue de la Rue. This is the address that I call it. It's
this one.
Yeah. Oh, I need to
yes, bring you there. Definitely once. Show me.
It's a very beautiful building, very beautiful church. So it was the ceremony of baptism. And it was the ceremony for famous actor Gérard Depardieu.
Ah, one of my favorite guy in the world.
You see, I was official.
Who's actually a Russian citizen now. Yeah.
Yeah, and I was official photographer.
Wow.
Ceremony. So we had so many celebrities, I will not tell you.
I imagine.
Yeah, and it was amazing experience for me because, you know, it was really connection between the Russian.
Charles Depardieu, my God.
Yeah, Depardieu. Yeah. I have a lot of picture of him.
In a way, Charles Depardieu, I mean, he's the most French guy in the world.
Yes, true.
Especially for our generation. But I would say that Gérard Depardieu also looks Russian, you know, in a way.
Yeah.
Because of the deep strong face, you know, like he loves to eat, he loves to act, he loves to this passion. I think that's what Russia and France are sharing. That's also why
we enjoy life in all, you know, all circumstances.
Absolutely.
I can find my character in Gérard.
Me too.
A little bit. I'm not so famous yet, but maybe with this podcast, darling, it will be
if
better.
If you hear us, Gérard, we love you.
We love you, Gérard.
We're happy to see you either in Paris or in Moscow.
In Moscow, exactly.
So, Leah, talk to me about Chouette Love. How did you find the name first? Chouette, can you translate it in the best English possible for the audience? Because it's hard to translate French sometimes. Yeah, I'm having a hard time. Chouette, what would you say? I would say it's great. Chouette.
Yeah, it's funny. It's great. It's cool. It's something interesting. Something that can attract you or something unusual. Even when we say it's Chouette, it's kind of cool, it's kind of, you know, we like it. So I wanted to add some French touch to the name.
Well,
I don't know. I am not sure that many people can understand the translation. It's a bird, you know.
Oh, truth as well.
Yeah. So it's my totem animal. And, it's a lot of wisdom. I think it's a symbol of wisdom. It's a symbol of very high flight as well.
Yeah, and silence.
In silence. Because I'm practiced. I have many spiritual practice in my life. So the silence, it's part of my, you know, quotidien, how we say in how we say in English, it's part of my life. So the silence is very important quality. It gives you, because we organize sometimes the big events like wedding, and you know what I mean. We need to be still. We need to take kind of transcend all negative emotion or all stressful situations. So we need to be in silence inside to keep the mood of our clients shiny, bright, and take all dark sides, the situation that goes wrong sometimes on our shoulders.
Yes. Yes.
Are you agreeing with me? So that's why I pick up this name, like Shvet Love, in love because of love, because we're talking always about love, because we celebrate love with our clients. We try to multiply love. We try to kind of to give our love to Paris or to them as well. You know, when I'm starting my photo shoot, I literally need to fall in love with my clients.
Yes.
And it's true. So because I can't to be really, really tuned to those mood, to those emotions that I need to catch and translate it to the image. So I need to manifest the object like a photo in the end from something very subtle, something celestial even.
Yes.
You know?
So I love the way you talk.
Yeah, for me it's very important to be tuned to each subtle emotions, and of course the love, it's the feeling, it not even feeling for me, it's very transcendental, something transcendental that gives me the opportunity to scan them really properly in details, you know.
How do you prepare to do that? Looks like you have like a mental process to.
You know, no, it's many years of practice, spiritual practice. Mm-hmm. My second diploma, my first diploma, I'm Master of Architecture and Design. My second one, I'm psychologist, so it's a part of my life as well.
Okay.
And after that, I get another diploma in Paris when I came as creator of textile and fashion. So all of that, you know, and I was working because many years I was working in modeling agency. So, you know, it's give me a kind of very rich experience and background to apply. So how I prepare? No, I'm just love them.
And love is your preparation.
Love, it's my preparation. It's a tool. It's a key that open any heart for me, from my side. So I'm totally transparent. I'm totally open. With my clients, I appreciate this transparent space where we're entering to create something beautiful, because I really appreciate the trust that they delegated to me, you know. And I it's like a baby. They coming to me. For example, can you imagine, we're talking about surprise proposal.
Yes.
Fantastic. Big deal. So we need to find the right place if we want something romantic, if we want something, you know, where is a lot of people, a musician, and it will be a little bit exuberation, you know. We will create a show, or she's very kind of a little girl that needs to have a very beautiful but very calm and very intimate space. So I need to feel it, and the guy, if it's the guy who called me first, and he wants to make a surprise, of course, for his girlfriend, I need to be very tuned, not on his demand, but on her emotions as well.
Yes.
So it's very delicate to find the right recipe for the ceremony.
Yeah, that's a
right
lot of work.
Music, right place. That's why I created a page called Location on my website, because the first thing that I propose to my clients to go and check if
the vibe,
the image that they want to have, you know, if this is a place where they want to be.
Yeah.
Because maybe they already visited Paris before. And they love one place. They was kissing each other for the first time in Paris, and let's make ceremony there. Why not? You know. So I think it's the same from your side.
Makes sense. Makes a lot of sense. The idea of capturing the vibe of the couple very quickly, and to be able to provide some insight and some help, and then some vision and place and locations. Yeah, makes a lot of sense.
And sometimes they love the idea to spend the time near the river, for example. Mm-hmm. And when I was thinking about it, I say, why wouldn't we not organize proposal on the boat? So I found a fantastic boat, where we can create a fantastic atmosphere on it, you know. So it's we really, really have a tour. We really have a ride on the river.
Yeah.
And we, I found the amazing spot, of course. American people love it because we have the Statue of the Freedom, you know.
Of course.
The original one.
We
boat will stop there and we making ceremony there in the front of the statue. So it's very romantic. What do you
think? It is. Yeah. Beautiful idea. Yeah. I don't think I ever saw that before.
Let's organize it.
Yes.
Let's do a
Statue of Liberty ceremony. Yeah. Guys.
Yeah, Liberty. I say of freedom because I love this world.
The original Statue of Liberty is located in Paris, not in New York, guys.
Exactly. People know about that, actually. Yeah,
with all the love that we have for American people, obviously.
Obviously.
So, coming back to you, Chouette Love, your process. So, couples, they find you on the internet. I will provide the link on the show notes to Chouette Love, Leah's website. And they contact you. And where do you start?
Actually, we're starting to communicate via email. So we're changing emails in the beginning. And very quickly, I have a feedback of those desires. So what we're doing, what kind of ceremony we want to have. Maybe it's an anniversary, you know, it's not just a wedding. We're staying in Paris because sometimes we want to move out, and there is some couple who want to have proposal in Disneyland.
This is another big thing.
Yeah, it's a big thing. So Disneyland, this is a territory where a couple wants to have fun, you know, because each couple is different. So there is a romantic couple, there is a very classic couple, but there is a couple who really wants to have fun, to see the Disneyland show, you know, that happened many times during the day, and participate. So I know Disneyland quite well because I already done it many times. And of course, the most important spot, it's in the front of the castle, main castle.
Of course, yeah.
And the difficulty, because you need to find the right time because we have so many tourists.
Of course. Yeah. So how do you do? How did you do this already?
Actually, I have my own secrets that I will not tell you.
Secret sauce. All right.
No, of course, I know the right time where we should be there. And of course, I prepare in some program for the couple if we have a couple of hours, because it's impossible to visit Disneyland parks because there is two parks and there is completely different.
Oh yeah, so there's studios,
you
right?
Make any choice, or if you want to visit both, you need to have a time. So sometimes I explain to my client that, of course, we can organize a ceremony that will last 30 minutes, but it's really nothing if you want to visit the area. Sometimes, sometimes we're staying even half of the day or one day,
day.
There, because there is so many things to see, to try, and to make a photo. So.
Nice. So yeah, all on top of all the other locations that you provide, you also do Disneyland.
Yeah,
proposal.
It can be Disneyland. Yeah,
can work.
And we can share. We can share. I don't know. Do you have your favorite location in Paris?
Yes, I recently wrote a blog article and also did a podcast about this, because this is a question that I get asked very, very much: is where to elope in Paris.
Yes. And me too.
Yeah, my I mean, everybody wants the iconic Eiffel Tower background and Trocadero, etc.
Yes.
So it's obviously one of my favorite, but my favorite spot actually is the Medici Fontaine. I'm sure you know this.
I love this one.
Yeah,
yes.
In the Luxembourg. It's not something that people expect most of the time, but it's really relaxing, and feeling of the water flowing behind. And yeah, the ceremony takes a different, very different vibe from the rest. And there's not a lot of people, even though most of the time we always do this in the morning.
Yes.
So it's not very crowded anyway. But yeah, my favorite spot to answer your question, Leah, is Medici Fontaine, hidden yeah. gem. What about you?
I agree with you. I love this one because it creates such a romantic atmosphere.
I love it.
Yes, it's true. And any time of the year, it looks beautiful.
Yeah.
Look, my clients, most of the time, of course, they want iconic spot as Eiffel Tower. But because I'm a photographer, of course, I'm proposing different spots. If we have a time, for example, if the couple who making elopement has 2 hours, we separate the session in two parts. First part, of course, it's a ceremony. Mm-hmm. And I hope we will have this experience together soon. So
anytime.
you starting the show. Normally it's around 30 minutes, right? It's mm-hmm. something about.
Yeah.
Of course, I'm staying at the ground because it's kind of reportage photography. Mm-hmm. And after that, I propose to have a ride. So I have a complimentary service as I can propose a complimentary service where you can pick up the car like limousine or
douche-chevaux. Nice.
We call it douche-chevaux. Oh. You know this
old
French car that... tourist loves and pick up even the color that we like.
This is an old, for those who don't know what a douche-chevaux is, it's a typical vintage, not luxury car. It was actually a very common car back in the day, but it's now not manufactured anymore, or maybe some collectors or collectioners, but it's a very typical French car.
Exactly.
And if always gives great photos.
Exactly. And for all people who listen to us today, I propose to visit in my website, and mm-hmm. on the page of complimentary service, they can find the photo of this car. So in many colors. So
I will find it. And I will
they will have an idea of how it looks like. Yeah, it gives this romantic touch, French romantic touch. So I take them to the ride, and of course I'm preparing for them, for each couple. I'm making my own scenario, which places we're visiting, and if they're more sensitive about very intimacy locations, so I will maybe visit some Parisian streets, you know,
yes.
some parks as well. If they want something really in a term of to see the architecture, to see the space of the Paris, you know, something mm-hmm. grandiose. Sometimes yes. it can be Grand Palais. It can be Alexandre Bridge. So Trocadero, of course, of course.
Yes.
Normally we're starting there, and I propose to my couples to wake up early. This is a question.
Yes. Let's talk about this.
Let's talk about this. So of course, if we want to catch the first light of the sun, Parisian sun, we need to wake up early. And because on the list of my complimentary service, I propose as well the service of makeup artist and hairstylist. So my clients starting those days very early, because
especially the bride.
Yeah, because the people who are working next to me, I have my team that I really love. It's a florist, it's a videographers, it's the people who are renting the cars, etc. It's decorator as well.
So you have your whole network
exactly,
of vendors.
Exactly. So any idea that I catch from my client can be realized. If we need tomorrow to get helicopter on or boats or whatever, you know, even to create, you know, to write the name of the girl, the roses next to the Seine River, you know, we can do
it. You can do that.
Yeah, we can do it. We can do it.
She can do it all. No worries.
Yeah, we try. I can't say we can do all, but we try to realize.
Impossible is not a French word, is that
exactly.
how we say.
And I love that.
Anything can happen in Paris and in France.
So I think to catch the first light of the sun on Trocadero is very romantic.
It is.
Especially that I'm really good to organize the pigeon, the birds, who should fly in the right moment in the front of my camera. So this is my deal as well. This is part of my profession, professional level.
Pigeon manager.
Pigeon manager, yes.
I'm a professional petal thrower.
Exactly.
When we throw the petals.
So that's why you can see it. Oh, you know, I know even the name of the pigeon who is responsible to create a nice picture. Mm-hmm. Voila. And it's very funny. So I love to be at morning on Trocadero.
So you have your whole network of people who can provide service in many languages.
Yes, exactly. Of course, I speak English with some strange French words that I'm adding to my speeches. But I hope my client understand my humor. Yes, and sometimes I'm editing even Russian words. Yes, I have a team, and I'm happy to have really professional people next to me, because I have a long experience of 20 years. To work and live in Paris. So I'm still deeply in love with this city, and I would love to really give this taste to my client.
Very good. Well, thank you so much for taking the time to be with us today. Like I said, I always look forward to meeting new people and get connected with vendors and wedding enthusiasts. You don't have to be a vendor, and it's always great to have different people on the show. So special people like you. Thank you so much, Leah.
Thank you for invitation. It will be a pleasure to work with you and to create this amazing Parisian energy. I think people can feel the vibes.
Yes, definitely.
Very important to create a nice vibes and to provide something that they can keep for many, many years. And remember how cool it was, how sweat it was.
Sweat. Sweet love, guys. Thank you. Thank you for being here once again and looking forward to working together someday.
Thank you, Naeem. Thank you. Have a nice day. Ciao.
Thank you so much for listening to the French Wedding Show. If you want to know more about our guest today, you can go to the show notes and find all the relevant links. Also, have a look at my website, theparisiancelebrant.com, also in the show notes. If you want to start to plan your wedding ceremony or elopement in Paris or anywhere in France, I look forward to hear your ideas. Thank you again so much for listening and see you soon for another episode.